This is the short version of the audio from Reno Center Satsang. The other people's comments are summarized as much as possible. Cappy reads the quote. این آدیو ورژن کوتاه شده ستسانگ یک شنبه شب از مرکز رینو هستش. کامنت های دیگران تا حد امکان خلاصه شده. کد مورد نظر خونده میشه. دوستان فارسی زبان لطفاً توجه کنید که در انگلیسی در کوت بابا کلمه کانشنس استفاده شده که بابا میگن follow your conscience. کلمه کانشنس اگه تو دیکشنری نگاه کنین اولین ترجمهش میشه وجدان، ولی در کوت فارسی این ترجمه شده به ندای درون. بیشتر صحبت امشب و ستسانگ رینو روی این مسئله است که ست میخوان در مورد این بحث کنن که منظور بابا از این که گفته کانشستون رو دنبال کنین واقعا چی بوده، و در آخر یک مثال خیلی جالب میزنن از تجربه خودشون که تفاوت این مسئله رو برای شنونده ها مشخص میکنه.
Do not follow either the body or the mind. Follow the conscience. It is above the mind. It is permanent. It is the voice of God, the unchanging truth within you.
ذهن یا بدنتان را دنبال نکنید. ندای درون را دنبال کنید. آن بالاتر از ذهن است. آن دائمی است. آن صدای خداوند است. حقیقت غیر قابل تغییر درون شما.
I'm just going to go around and see what questions. If anyone here has a question, I'm going to write it down and we'll get started. Shahar, do you have any questions about this quote?
No.
What is conscious voice?
Conscious voice?
Conscience voice. The one Bob is saying.
Bob, you just had conscience.
Yeah.
Sat, you get it? معنی این لغت در بیاره در انگلیسی conscience.
Google says an inner feeling or voice viewed as acting as a guide to the rightness or wrongness of one's behavior.
پس این چه وجدان
کبیر میده یه گوگلش کرد نوشته یه احساس درونیه که مثل یه راهنما هدایت میکنه که کدوم حرکت ها خوبن و کدوم بدن.
Well, your question is about conscience, what it means. I just felt like conscience was another way of saying conscious voice, inner voice, self, spirit, was my understanding. Or that's just what I assumed. But that's an interesting question.
کبیر میگه که من فکر کردم اینجا وقتی میگه کانشنس منظورش اینه که خود یا اون صدای درون.
Yeah, what question was yours?
When you say conscience in EDC, in English, it's not conscious, right? It's conscience. Okay? It's not being conscious of something. It's conscience, right? And translated as guide you to what is bad and what is good. Got it.
سعد میگه وقتی که میگی کانشنس در انگلیسی نمیگی کانشنس که میشه آگاهی، میگی کانشنس هدایت میشی چه کارا خوبن و چه کارا بدن، درسته؟
Can somebody google that in Farsi to see if it's the چیز صدای وجدانه؟
من این فارسی شدیدم وجدانه.
وجدانه، that's what I thought. Okay. I'm sorry, I was just stuck in that meaning of the word in Farsi and English.
Do you think we have the right translation in Farsi?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Cavi asks everybody to state their question regarding this quote. And basically everybody is trying to figure out what's the difference between what comes to your mind and what comes through from the conscious voice or conscience voice. Some people share their understanding, and as they are going, Sat asks whether everybody has mastered that first part of the quote, which says, don't follow the body and mind. And so Sat redirects the satsang into the first part of the quote. کوی به همه میگه که سوالاتی که در مورد این کد دارن رو بیان کنن و تقریبا همه میگن که مشکلشون اینه که میخوان ببینن چجوری تفاوت سر صدای ذهن رو با صدای و ندای درون بگن، چجوری میتونن فرقش رو بگن. چندین نفر درکشون رو و تجربهاشون رو میگن در مورد شناسایی این موضوع و بعد صد سوال میکنن، میگن آیا شما قسمت اول این کد رو که میگه بدن ذهنتون رو دنبال نکنید رو کاملا فهمیدین، استاد شدین که رفتین روی قسمت دوم؟ و موضوع بحث ساتسانگ رو میارن روی قسمت اول کد.
If you already mastered the fact that not following the body and mind?
No.
سن دیگه تبریگی پیدا کردیم در دنبال نکردن بدن و ذهن که رفتیم جلو.
Have you?
Oh no. I just took the questions I heard. Yeah, no, we'll start there. Should we start with, yeah, let's do that.
When it says do not follow either the mind or body, or the whatever, whether it is first mind or body, or body or mind, follow. What is he saying here? It must be important. Follow. I don't think it's a good word for translation, whoever translated from Baba's language. But do not follow either the body or the mind. This is a very important part. Anybody?
سات میگه که وقتی که میگه بدن و ذهن رو دنبال نکن، دنبال اینجا خیلی باید مهم باشه. بابا میگه دنبال نکنید. من فکر نمی کنم دنبال لغت درستی بود که از زبان هندی به انگلیسی ترجمه کردم، ولی باید خیلی مهم باشه این دنبال کردم. میگه ذهن و بدن رو دنبال نکنید. کسی
این means don't believe it. If that's all it means, don't believe that you're only the body, that you don't know how it functions, and the mind that you are clueless about and you're a slave to it. Once we start not believing it, we become more in control of it. When you believe something, you become subservient to it. Now, I'd like to know how you guys begin to not believing yourself to be the body and mind only. How does that happen?
سر میگه که یعنی باورش نکن. باور نکن که فقط یه بدنی که هیچی در مورد این بدن و کارش بلد نیستی یا نمیدونی. باور نکن که یه ذهنی، هیچ خبری از این ذهن نداری و همش میخوای نوکرش باشی،
اسیرش باشی.
وقتی که دیگه باور نمی کنی، ما کنترل میاد دستمون. وقتی باور میکنی اسیرشی،
در خدمتشی.
و حالا میخوام بپرسم که شما چی کار میکنین که باور نکنین خودتون رو به عنوان بدن وازه؟
The body is not that important. Let's concentrate on the mind.
that the body follows the mind. Let's go to the master of the body, which is the mind. How does everybody disidentify with thoughts that constantly is convincing and moving their sentiment and their reaction around like a whirlpool? Why does everybody not follow?
چون بدن میره بدن ذهن رو دنبال میکنه. حالا پس بریم به اعضا ذهن. حالا میخوام بپرسم که شما چیکار میکنین که با هر فکری دنبالش نرین که مرتب دارن فکرها عوض میشن، این ور اون ور میشن، احساسهای مختلف میارن بالا.
Several people share the approach they have taken recently. And Vijay explains his understanding as follows. چندین نفر تجربه خودشونو و تمرین خودشونو که اخیراً دارن انجام میدن بیان میکنن. بعد ویجی درک خودش رو و تمرین خودش رو اینطور بیان میکنه.
A bunch of people mentioned, I think the key step was just understanding that we're separate from the mind. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing watching everybody in the world and how few people are able to make that first step. And everyone's so attached to that and understanding that they are the mind. Mm-hmm. Well, once you can do that, for me, the experience is just to watch more and more and be aware of my mind and what it's doing and to catch it. And even when you think you have that solved, there's still a lot more tricks that are being played. And I think we all have certain biases. So when I'm trying to make a decision, I'm always trying to go beyond the mind. But even then, I have certain biases where a certain decision is going to make me feel more comfortable based on my political views or whatever it may be, and it's hard to get beyond that, but I find that watching myself and watching my mind more and more helps me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very hard when you are in an outside world of business and competition and I call that self-dignity. Self-dignity is to choose what gives you peace more than to choose what does not give you peace, even if it appears to be a better choice. In the long run, always the better choice supports your gain because you support it. You see, in the world they don't do it this way. They support that part hoping that it brings them peace. Mm. But in this type of approach that we are doing, once you support your peace, which is the same as silence, and silence is God, that priority somehow begins to support your decision making.
Vijay میگه که خیلی به این اشاره کردم، ولی برای من خیلی مهم بود که شروع کنم که این فاصله رو ببینم که من ذهن نیستم. در دنیا میبینم که همه فکر میکنن ذهنم و خیلی بهش وابستم و سعی میکنم که تماشا کنم که آگاه ذهن باشم و کلک هایی که میزنه و معاوراش برم، اما در دنیا میبینم وقتی میخوام تصمیم بگیرم یه تصمیم های بیشتر مثلا به عادت هم و
برای اجتماع سخته که باید با اجتماع پیش بری، باید با این
سخت میگه آره سختی وقتی که بیرون توی بازار کار میکنی، توی بیزنس با رقابت. من به این میگم خود دیگنیتی. چی میشه به فارسی؟ خود
احترام به خود.
یعنی اون چیزی رو انتخاب میکنی که برات صلح میاره بیشتر از چیز دیگه، حتی اگه اون چیز دیگه به نظر اجتماع یا به نظر
صحیح در بیاد. و همین انتخاب تو باعث میشه که انتخاب صلحی که کردی باعث میشه که پشتوانه تصمیمت بشه
به جایی که در دنیا که میخوان که صلح پیدا کنن
نه
میخوان که
آره برعکس دنیا
برعکس دنیا
Sepitz shares her experience with her little baby. He's about a year and a half. And she said that when he looks at books, he tries to grab whatever is in the pictures, a car or whatever it is, animal, he tries to grab it. And it just dawned on her that that's exactly what we're doing in the world. We're trying to grab on things that are not real.
That's why the world doesn't satisfy us, because it doesn't come out of the ground.
سپید تجربهش رو با پسر کوچولوش که حدود یه سال خورده ایشه بیان میکنه و میگه وقتی کتاب نگاه میکنه کتاب میخونه این عکس‌ها و شکل‌هایی که توی کتابه میخواد هی بگیره با دستش و نمیتونه و امروز به این فکر افتاد که تجربه ما با دنیا همینه میخوایم چیزهایی که واقعی نیستن رو به دست بیاریم
بسط میگه برای همینه که دنیا نمیتونه ما رو ارضا کنه چون که نمیتونیم چیزی رو از این تصویر در بیاریم.
Do you think we can go one step more and talk about
that?
So we talked about not following either the body or the mind, but he says then follow the conscience. Can we agree on this definition at this point, or are we still up in the air on it?
I haven't solved it with myself. Baba said to me in the first interview, he said, listen to your conscious voice. The translation to conscious voice is wisdom. There is a higher guidance within all of us that it calls wisdom or conscious. That's where my confusion comes. That goes by the memory of good and bad. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to get close to the edge of a mountain, something in you says, be careful, back up. If you want to make a decision that would be against someone, this conscious voice says, do you really want to hurt that person? If you want to lie, that voice says, do you really want to walk? It all connected to your own conscious, meaning that what you have developed, some people cannot hear it because they have gone against it so much, of what is really good for a society, for the family. And those are the people that don't even feel bad when they do something wrong to the people. They don't have any remorse. But some have it a lot. They feel guilty to even think about doing someone wrong. To me, that's conscious. Now, that knows better that this is bad, this is good. But then there is a voice of that comes from the depth of the silence, and you wanted to know where it comes from. It comes from the heart up. The location of mine always being in the heart. This does not interfere with what is good and bad. But when you go to it, it embraces you in such a peace and okayness that as if to say, I am with you, all is well, thou art in me, fear not. These are the things that comes from this. And really, it's not so much about good and bad, but it is much deeper. I call it ilham in Farsi, not vujdan. Mm. This is why when they translate it as conscious, Bawa even said conscious, to me conscious I could be totally mistaken, but that has been my experience. Conscious always was from registering what is good and what is bad throughout our years of staying on this earth. and spits it out. So I don't know if anybody else has any other experience. Like with me, it's always, that's how you know it's not your mind. It is very, very comforting. There is no threat in it. There is no do's and don'ts. There is this cover of extreme protection that you, it comes with or with feeling. And the guidance is different than when your intelligent or intellect tells you what to do, what not to do. For me, in past, the closest I can come was like a voice of a mother that knows is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. But the way Baba talks, I really want to understand what it means. I really don't know if he's referring to conscious voice as the one I refer to as the inner voice, or is something else.
کبی میگه که این کلمه کانشنس سچون به نظر درسته. سچ میگه هنوز من نتونستم اینو برای خودم
حلاجی کنم، درک کنم. برای که ترنسلیشنش وجدانه. وجدان از چیز میاد، از خوب و بد میاد و کانسیکونس نتیجه های خوب و بد میاد. یعنی وجدان میگه این کار نکن. بعضی ها بی وجدان ها هر کاری هم بکنن احساس ناراحتی نمی کنن، بعضی اینقدر وجدانشون زیاده که حتی اگه فکر یک کار بدی رو بکنن تا در روز نمیتونن بخوابن. وجدان اینه، ندای درون همیشه احساس میکنم که از قلب میاد و مثل یه مادر مهربونه، خیلی قبول میکنه، خیلی understanding داره و راجع به بد و خوب هم اصلا نیست. حالا نمیدونم که آیا بابا داره راجع به اون حرف میزنه یا من برداشتم از conscious voice غلطه. این هیچ وقت نتونستم هضمش کنم. So if you guys can help me, you have more information on that. No, don't laugh. I'm being really serious.
سعی کنید شما بتونید به من کمک کنید اگه اطلاعات بیشتری داشتیم و ما ندیدیم. من سعی کنم یه چیزی برای من واضح شد در این کود که یه جوری به من کمک کرد. نمیگه وجدان خودت رو دنبال کن، میگه the conscience، یه وجدان هست. فکر کردم شاید یه سورسی هست که اون درست هدایتت میکنه، نه خوب و بد، ولی اونی که برای تو درسته. و من اینطوری باش
What is wujdan? Can you guys?
Well, Farnaz wrote that if there's four meanings in Farsi, and she wants me to read them to you.
Oh, okay.
It's wujdan, zamir, batan, and dil.
And wujdan, zamir, batan, dil.
Wujdan,
zamir, batan, dil.
Aha.
Chadil,
nasikhat. Aha. So if we go with the other words, it would be like what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know the difference, guys. Uh-huh. That sometimes you put your decision in the do's and don'ts, and then you miss, because it comes from the mind. You miss what the heart is saying, which is a zamir or... okay, so that's what it means.
So you're saying that... Sorry, go on.
Yeah.
You're saying that the definition of conscience as is, it lives within the mind still.
It does, except with the other translation, which I didn't know about, Then he talks about what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It is a one permanent isness that only express in a flow of truth from your heart, from the silence.
We're assuming Baba means that one, though.
We're assuming that Baba means that one, but I always had problem with that because the only translation I have in English, when you say conscious, don't you think that you have to be certain way? You have to behave better.
Good.
You have to be a better person. This being my take on that, and I always stayed away from that word, and Vijay agrees with me. It gives that feeling when you say, be conscious, be, yeah. But the ones that it really sits in my heart, and I want us to really understand, because some of you don't know if it's coming from the mind or the heart. I just wanted to let you know the difference. The one that is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, you cannot really hear it or feel it unless you have gotten used to silence. People that are really active in the world, they cannot catch it. It's very, very subtle. So between all of those translation that she sent, mm-hmm. a couple of them says what I'm saying. Now, can anybody tell me what is the voice of God? Does God have a voice?
فرناز یه چند تا ترجمه فرستاد برای این کانشنس و سخت میگه آها حالا اینا نزدیکتر هم به اون چیزی که ما داشتیم صحبت کردیم در موردش چون کانشنس اگه وجدان بخوای بگی هنوز در ذهن هست و اگر بخوای تصمیم بگیری با ذهن با این خوبه با این بده قلبو نمیشنوی و بعضیتون پرسیدین که چجوری بدونی اگه ذهن داره حرف میزنه یا صدا مال اون صدای درونه و سخت میگه اگه خیلی فعال باشی در دنیا نمیتونی اون صدای درون رو بشنوی باید اول با سکوت آشنایی پیدا کنی.
The closest I can get for you guys to can tell what is the inner voice and what is coming from your memories. When you take a truth that is being taught to you or heard and you're sitting and meditating and you're being very calm and quiet and all of a sudden the meaning of it is revealed to you, that revealing is the conscious voice. Mm.
سعد میگه نزدیکترین که میتونم بهتون بگم این صدای درون چی هست اینه که وقتی که یه حقیقت رو میشنوین یا یکی داره یه حقیقت رو بهتون یاد میده و بعدش میشینی مدیتیشن میکنی خیلی آرومی و یه دفعه این برات باز میشه اون صدای درونه.
Or you are driving the car, all of a sudden something within you discovers one of the truth, and for the first time you really see it, that is, I will call, voice of God. That is the reality, the Sat in you, revealing itself to guide the dream home back home.
سعی میگه یا در ماشین داری رانندگی میکنی و یه دفعه یه چیزی در درون تو یه حقیقت رو کشف میکنه. این من بهش میگم صدای خداوند.
I'll give you an example. Baba said, listen to your conscious voice to me on 83 Christmas Eve. And I believed it to be that I have to really watch my thought not to go to anything that is not desirable or this and that, and listen to the judgment that is within you as a conscious voice make sure you don't do this, you do this, and my life testified to that. I let go of a lot of things. And a few months later, after having done a lot of meditation, a lot of devotion, and a lot of crying for Baba, we were at the airport of Bangalore, coming back to Bombay and then coming back to United States. I was had an extreme depression at that day because I was just exhausted, tired of correcting myself, and I also had a cold and a fever. I never forget, that was the first time, it was the loudest things ever. As I was going to give my luggage, something in me, I cannot describe if it was a voice, awareness, what it was, but it was very, very tangible, said, "Do not fear, I will take care of you." And everything vanished. The illness, the depression, the exhaustion, everything was gone. Then I realized in that moment, this is what he means. Not that. That's why I wanted to share tonight with you guys, so that a lot of you don't know where it is. That's how it was for me. And it came from below and it filled me up. It was more real than my illness, that's for sure, because it was permanent. So we go back to the other sentence about permanent. If it wasn't permanent, it wouldn't be able to relieve me of something temporary. Fear not, I will take care of you. And then it continued. It continued for years and years. It continued. It began to live my life. This contact started living my life. The encouragement, the embracement that this source gave me, then later on turned to wisdom, to all of this stuff that we're doing, all the tools came from that source. So is that conscious voice? Whatever it is, I just wanted you to know that there are differences between what the mind judges you as good and bad and gives you guilt and pride, and there is this source.
Thank you, sir.
I think that this study circle we will remember. And I didn't mean to say anything to you. I always had problem with anything that came with conscious, so I'm glad you brought it. It helped me.
Thank you.
بعد میگه که بابا به من در یه اینترویو خصوصی در سال 1983 شب قبل از کریسمس گفتش که به صدای درونیت گوش بده.
نه گفت به صدای وجدانت یا هر چی که این conscious means.
من فکر کردم یعنی بعد برم خونه و خیلی خودم رو مواظب خودم باشم که با فکرهای
گوش بدم چی خوبه چی بده چی کار بکنم چی کار نکنم. گوش بدم به این قضاوتهایی که به نظر خودم خوب باشه انتخاب کنم conscious voice.
و کاملا این کار کردم و خیلی چیزا رو رها کردم. و یه روز توی فرودگاه بودیم در هند، داشتیم برمیگشتیم به آمریکا و خیلی حالم بد بود. خسته بودم، تب داشتم، سرما خورده بودم و افسرده بودم و دیگه خسته شده بودم از خودم رو سلیح کردم،
از تصحیح کردن خودم.
و یه دفعه یه چیزی در درون من بلند بلند گفت نترس، من از تو مواظبت میکنم و همه چی محو شد. و در اون لحظه فهمیدم که منظور بابا این بود، نه اون کاری که من میکردم. و میخواستم اینو شیر کنم باهاتون، چون یه چیزی بود که از اینجا زیر قلب یه دفعه اومد بالا و کل وجود منو پر کرد و از مریضی من خیلی بزرگتر بود و طوری که بابا در این خود میگه موندگار بود، اگه نبود نمیتونست که یه چیز
موقتی رو
از بین ببره، یه چیز موقتی رو نمیتونست از بین ببره. نه ترس، من از تو مراقبت میکنم. و ادامه داشت این قضیه سالهای سال و زندگیم پر از قوت قلب شد از این منبع که بعداً ازش فیرت‌های بزرگ اومد بیرون و بعداً ازش ابزارا اومدن بیرون. شما پرسیدین فرق بین از ذهن و این منبع چیه؟
اینه.
Just thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, everyone.